Gate City Bank is proud to support the NDSU Bison. Show your Bison pride today with a free NDSU Gate City Bank debit card. Visit gatecity.bank/mycard. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the Bison Video Blog, brought to you by Gate City Bank. Our Monday preview with Jeff Kolpak. I'm Dom Izzo. Halfway home in this North Dakota State 2019 football season as Missouri State begins the second half of the schedule. The Bears come in a mark of 1-4. It's almost the same old song and dance down in Springfield, which we'll get to in a second. I want to focus on the Bison sort of things here, Jeff, and I know you're writing about this for Monday's paper on this Bison team at 6-0, identical to last year's team at 6-0 record-wise. Stat-wise, as you were digging into this, it's eerily similar?
Almost exactly similar. Granted, football stats can be a little skewed here and there, but I think that this is a better passing team yardage-wise compared to the first six games last year. Rushing about the same. Okay. Points given up, points for. Almost, you just go down the line, Dom, yeah. And it's almost a carbon copy of last year. So now the question is this team as good as last year's team?
Now, last year, I thought that was one of the best teams in FCS history that went unbeaten.
I thought that and the 13 team was pretty close to being similar.
But here, you look at the stats, 42-12, they're outscoring average or opponents. Everything is tilted so far heavy. The one stat to me that you mentioned before we recorded, that they're passing better. No one, I don't think, would have thought that, not knowing what they lost in the receiver category off of last year's team.
And what they lost in the quarterback category, Easton Stick, now in the NFL, you thought, okay, Easton, certainly the passing game you thought would have not certainly been like it was last year. You had Easton, who was his fifth year in the program, could read a defense like a book, put his team in the right positions, was a three-year captain. I mean, A, B, C, D, there's so much strength at quarterback last year. And so you thought there's no way that the passing game could be on par as it was to last year. And it is. And in fact, it's a little better. Trey Lance, 15 touchdown passes, zero interceptions. Yeah. Quarterback rating that's out of this world. Completion percentage that heading into last week and was second in the FCS behind a Princeton guy who played four games against whoever.
Yes.
I know you love the Ivies.
I do love the Ivy, but they still don't play anybody. That alone is stunning to me. No one would have thought that in a million years coming into this season.
And this has come against three teams in the top 10. Another one, the University of North Dakota, who was right outside the top 25, was ranked for a bit. So it came against the tougher part of their schedule. Now, NDSU has games against Missouri State. They have games against South Dakota, Western Illinois, and Southern Illinois. Yeah. Four of those schools, Dom, are victims of NDSU's biggest winning margin in its valley play since they started. Missouri State, 55 points. South Dakota, they won by 54. Western Illinois beat them by 59 in 2015. And SIU beat them by 65-17 in last year.
And most of those teams, South Dakota's turned its season around. Most State has not. Western hasn't won yet. SIU, after a nice start, has now leveled off where there's still the heavyweights to come. South Dakota State and Youngstown are still ahead. So I guess my question to you is, how do they avoid, with a younger team, a quote-unquote a trap game with a Missouri State team they're going to be heavily favored to beat?
Oh, that's a good question. If you could bottle it, of course. You just got to go business as usual this week. You got to put the practice down. I know Matt Ant said he's going to show clips of the 2015 game against South Dakota.
Yep.
Games at 2012 against Indiana State when Brock threw the two pick sixes. Yep. So you can probably do those things, but by and large, it'll test the maturity of a team.
That's what I was asking.
It'll test the maturity of a team.
A team that they know that they're grossly better than. How do they come out and perform against a team that they think they can beat? Let's talk about Missouri State with Dave Steckel there. Now in his fifth season, he signed a contract through 2021, Jeff, so he's extended it one time at least. Only one win so far this season. They beat Western a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I just, like I said at the top, I don't understand with the level of athletes that are in Missouri that they are not better. And they still have not made the playoffs in almost two decades now.
And plus, they made a commitment to their football program. Yeah. They upgraded the football stadium. They put a student area. They tried to do some things to attract games.
Right.
And as an administrative standpoint, they've done all the right things. But people will not go to a loser. They won't. They will not attend. You cannot fool fans. You can put all the promos you want in the world. And you could have the greatest promo agency.
Greatest marketing team.
Marketing. You can do all those things. But if you're not that good, people won't show up. They won't.
Peyton Huesley is back for his third year. This is one of the rare senior quarterbacks in this league who is more of a runner, man. And when I asked him about it when the Bison first saw him a couple years ago, he still was moving to the pocket, out of the pocket last year when the Bison won big down in Springfield. His legs are what makes him really tricky to stop.
He could be a little tough in that regard, but he's still not that speedy of a guy. He's more of a tougher runner, and I think he's probably throwing more just to save his body a little bit. I mean, to continually scramble and to run 15 times, 20 times a game, it takes its toll. Doesn't include the times you get hit after releasing a ball when passing. You feel bad for a guy like this who's a pretty good player, but there's just nobody around him. They have some decent receivers. They have some guys at a little length on them. But overall, it's just not a team that's never been deep.
No.
And what happened since with a 2009 game when they beat NDSU 3-0?
Yeah, that was the pinnacle for Terry Allen, who thought he was going to knock the Bison out of the postseason, and NDSU still snuck in the back door that year. I look at the scores this year. They lost by 2 touchdowns at Northern Arizona, crushed at Tulane. That's an FBS school. Kennesaw State, they played well early on in that game, and the Owls pulled away and won that. Their one win was a road win in Macomb, and Western hasn't won a game. And then South Dakota, Jeff, blitzed him. It was 31-7 in the second quarter on Saturday, and that game was already over.
Have the players quit?
That's a good question. At this point, that's a hard question to ask right now.
They obviously didn't show up against South Dakota.
And if you're not going to show up at home against a team you think you maybe could beat, what in the world is going to happen now when you're playing the number one team in the country on the road this week? That's a really interesting dilemma here.
Well, I think the administration has some tough issues to address
again. Right now, so where do they go with their football program?
Do you buy a guy out after two years?
Yeah, with two more years on his deal. We were just talking about this on the radio this morning with Bubba Schweigert and UND. Because basketball will always carry the flag, and baseball. They're really good in baseball, as you well know down there.
I go back to, and NDSU has made this mistake in the basketball program, where in the women's side, they extended a coach's contract when that said coach had yet to prove anything. Herself on the basketball court, and more importantly, on the recruiting trail. Right. Missouri State, I think, did the same thing with Dave Steckel.
That's a good point.
They extended him without some valid proof that this guy is year in, year out, get to assemble a staff, A, and B, that able to attract kids to compete at an upper level in the Missouri Valley.
You'll remember last year, though, you pointed out to me, remember they started 3-1 last year. Think, wow, maybe Steck's got him turned the corner, and then they only won one game after that. So something fell apart, and the team we saw in Springfield at the end of November last year was cognizant of a team that looked like it had quit.
It had when the Bison just flattened them. And I don't even think that was NDSU's greatest performance at all either.
No, and they still ended up winning pretty comfortably. We look at the other games in the league this week. The Jacks are back on the road at Indiana State. Youngstown now, first time they're 0-2 in the league since 2004. They go to Southern Illinois. South Dakota goes to Northern Iowa and Illinois State at Western. As I look at how things are shaking out, Youngstown now, they got to start winning games at 0-2 in the league. Regardless of conference race, that non-conference really gave them a nice cushion, Jeff.
It was 4-0.
All they need to do is win three games maybe in the league and they can make the playoffs.
Well, they need to run a good 3, 4, 5 out of 6 in a row here. You can say you're 4-2 and going to be one of the upper teams in the playoff hunt. Bottom line is you got to win at Southern Illinois, and then you have NDSU coming here in a couple weeks.
How about South Dakota? What happened there when the Coyotes allowed 50-some-odd points to Houston Baptist? They've fixed their defense, and now the Coyotes are 2-0 in league play, and what a chance they have on the road at Northern Iowa on Saturday.
Yeah, they could get right in the hunt, too. Now, the two wins haven't been, the most...
They beat who they had to beat. They beat Indiana State, and then they beat Mo State.
But if you're going to be a playoff team... After getting beat by Houston Baptist, you're going to have to beat a Bison.
You got to beat Northern Iowa.
You got to beat Northern Iowa, for sure.
You got to win on the road there. The other one I'll just make a brief point on is South Dakota State, Jeff. What they did on Saturday night, rallying against Youngstown State, which we can talk about the Penguins because they did not play well in the second half. But Jabari Gibbs was good. The Jacks earned that one on the road on Saturday.
In 2 weeks. What's going to happen, Don? Both these teams.
Exactly. That was my next point.
Yeah.
South Dakota State's playing Indiana State. No environment in Terre Haute. Bison are playing Mo State at home, where you think they're both teams have opponents they easily should take care of this weekend.
The don't look ahead game.
I know. That's both got to be what Stiglmeyer and Entz are talking about. Don't worry about the following week. Got to worry about what's going to happen
on Saturday. If things go as predicted, I'll be curious to see how many true freshman Bison get
in
the game.
Yeah, I think
they're going to dress more than usual this week.
You could see a lot of new faces on the field if the game goes, as the experts so-called say it, on Saturday. Well, the full week of coverage to get you ready for Missouri State and NDSU. Our Bison pregame show is live 11 a.m. on WDY Extra. Our live blog follows after that. Jeff will have stories all week in the paper. We'll have coverage on radio and TV as well. For Jeff Kolpak, I'm Dom Izzo. That's the latest edition of the Bison Video Blog.